This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In precisely 2 hours and 25 minutes, autumn begins. Europe in the fall can be great, but we can now evaluate Europe's summer tourism season. Despite economic stagnation, political disarray, terrorist attacks, European tour operators saw bookings go up more than 5% overall, but still the vacation patterns were shifting. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Tourists mill around Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, but in smaller numbers than usual. In an almost empty restaurant near the cathedral, waiter Yann Lejoie bemoans the sharp fall in the number of foreign visitors this summer.
Maybe 50% down. Business is not good.
He blames last November's terrorist attack on the Bataclan nightclub, in which 89 people died.
After the Bataclan, tourists are scarce, you know, to coming to Paris.
Tourism revenue for the Paris region alone this year is down almost $1 billion. But it's destinations outside Europe that have suffered most this summer from terrorism, says Sean Tipton of the Association of British Travel Agents.
Egypt, they've seen a 70% fall in business. And Turkey, to a lesser extent, they've seen a 30% drop in business.
Tipton says European demand for a holiday in the sun continues to grow, and some countries perceived as safe are profiting.
The main winners have been the traditional package holiday destinations of Spain, Portugal, to a lesser extent Greece.
The changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace and similar spectacles draw millions of foreign visitors to London every year. This summer, American tourists like Joe Harrod and his wife have an added bonus, the 15% fall in the pound against the US dollar following the vote for Brexit.
It's cheaper to come now. We came because it's our 40th wedding anniversary trip. So that was the driving force, but the falling pound made it easier. As Americans, we support Brexit.
The American tourist trade may not agree. It may prove one of the losers. The fall in the pound against the dollar may keep many of the 2 million Brits who annually vacation in the States at home next year. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.